Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After 25 days of testimony in the murder and racketeering trial of Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger, the finish line may soon come into view. The government plans to rest its case in the next few days, and what the defense will do remains a little bit uncertain. WBUR's David Boeri is leading our team of reporters covering the Bulger trial and joins us in the studio again on this Monday morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
So take us back to last week. 2 days of compelling testimony from Bulger partner, fellow mobster Stephen Fleming. So far, he's described how he and Bulger became the leaders of a crime faction, how that criminal enterprise collected money from loan sharks, bookies, and drug dealers, and he also talked about several murders. He also provided a great deal of detail about payoffs to FBI agents. So, given all that, what's left?
They're taking him in chronological order of the crimes, pretty much. He has 6 murders to talk about now, 2 in which he wasn't directly involved and 4 in which he was, ending with the murder of his stepdaughter, Deborah Hussey.
So next comes cross-examination. What do you expect?
A full assault by the defense, Bob. This is going to be very important for them because this witness is as big as any. And you can expect that they're going to be looking to the general depravity of the character because he is one of the most loathsome individuals you're going to come across. And I imagine we're going to find out what Jim Bulger has given the defense on Stephen Fleming, which might be used against him.
All right. What about more government witnesses after Fleming?
5 witnesses to follow Fleming, says the government, Bob, but these are not major witnesses.
All right, and then it's the defense's turn, but the government is objecting to many of the witnesses the defense wants to call, as I understand it. What's the issue there that federal judge Denise Casper needs to address?
The prosecution is saying that the defense should show cause for why they're bringing these individuals they have on the list to the witness stand. So the defense started with 80. They pared it down. They wanted to have a defense, of course, that Bulger had been given immunity for all his crimes. That was struck down. So what the government says is there's no reason the defense should be calling witnesses to prove Bulger was not an informant, because that's not a charge. The judge has been ruling pretty consistently with the prosecution. You're not going to see more than a handful or so of witnesses.
For more than a year, Bulger's lawyers have been saying that the client looks forward to getting on the witness stand to tell his side of the story himself. Does it still look like James Whitey Bulger will take the witness stand?
I think that despite all the carnival barking that was done by the defense, Bob, it's unlikely he's going to take the stand. The prosecution has a case, and Fred Wyshak, the lead prosecutor when it comes to questioning, is ready to eviscerate Bulger if Bulger takes the stand. He'll have him up there for several days, and he will take him apart. And remember, under pressure, we've already seen at this trial, he loses it. So that's all the worse for him in this trial. I don't think he's going to testify at this point.
If he doesn't take the stand, I imagine that people all over the region, all over the country, who've been watching this trial from the outside are going to wonder why he went to trial in the first place and didn't find a deal that was acceptable.
Especially when in their opening statement, the defense conceded to most of the charges. This is a vanity trial in which Bulger's using the trial to protect his reputation. Bulger is the Barry Bonds of organized crime. Barry Bonds wants to get in the Hall of Fame. Bulger wants to get into the Hall of Fame as the most powerful, the smartest criminal of all time. But his steroid problem, Bob, is the fact he's accused of killing women and being an informant. And that's what's going to keep him out of the hall, and he's trying to cover that over or deal with that in this trial.
All right, let me ask you one last question, and that's about the timing of the end. If Bulger doesn't take the witness stand, and we don't know that, but let's assume for a second that he doesn't, and let's assume that the federal judge very much whittles down the defense witness list, as you were talking about a few minutes ago. When do you think this trial might come to an end?
Defense says it'll end by the end of August. I think it'll be over in a couple of weeks.
Wow, a lot faster than expected.
A lot faster and disappointing when compared to what we were promised ahead of time.
All right, WBUR's David Boeri will be there to cover it all, no matter how long it lasts. Thanks for coming in this morning, and we'll talk to you again.
You're welcome, Bob.